From the campus of the University of Hawaii, this is the Center for Southeast Asian Studies Lecture Series Podcast. Podcasts, video streaming, MP3 downloads, and more are available at hawaii.edu/CSEAS and at iTunes.
We should get started to give our speaker the maximum length of time. It's a great pleasure to introduce Surapon Durulrak. We know him as Sam from Siam, but he was a graduate student here. He did his PhD in Asian theater on the folk tradition of Like. So he was also an East-West Center alumnus, so he knows the university very well. Since he left us, he has gone on to be have a number of really great accomplishments. He was a Dean of Fine Arts at Chulalongkorn University and also Vice President of that university. And I keep running into him at UNESCO and at ASEAN cultural meetings, etc., because he was very important for the representation of Thai culture in both ASEAN and UNESCO. So he also has written a number of articles for the Asian Theater Journal, and the one which I think is most useful and relevant to our presentation today is The Theater in Thailand Today, which was written, I think, in 1990. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Sam, but before I do, I'd like to introduce his wife, if she just left. Oh, well, his wife, Kim, was also here, and she's in the back, so you can greet her later. So please welcome our alum, Surapon Durulrak.
Thank you. Well, sawasdee krap. I think before I start my presentation, I would like to just spare a moment for me to address my teacher, my respectful teacher, Professor Brandon. Before I start the presentation, I would like to express my sincere thanks to Professor Brandon, who teach me in person and through his books until today. I think his kindness, his inspiration, and his support, as well as his encouragement and his knowledge, enhance my spirit and my energy and my wisdom and my goal to repositioning the performing arts education in Thailand. From rather a very low priority to be one of the prestigious subjects in the higher education today. And as a result, I can exhibit the BA, MA, and PhD in Thai theater and dance in the Chulalongkorn University. And I produced about 400 BA and about 100 MA and 8 PhD students in the past 20 years. I also received the benefit from this endeavor by producing papers, as you mentioned, books, texts, researches like the performing arts of this Ramadan Ninth Rain that we present now. And as a result, I was also being graciously decreed by His Majesty the King the full professorship, and also a member of the Royal Institute of Thailand. And I was also honored with the National Research Awards, and lastly and lately, the National Research Award of the book, this big one, Ramadan Ninth Performing Arts. It took about 10 years to complete, okay, to commemorate the 60th enthronement, and that will be about to present to you today. So all of this success came from him. So it's about me to say thanks in person then after his being there. Thank you. Thank you, please.
Okay.
It's disappearing. Okay. The reason of doing this research because the king asked at one point that I heard by myself, what is the kind of arts of my reign? There must be a research and analysis of arts during heat rain from the beginning of Bangkok period until around the 7th. And I heard that, and it took in, you know, from that as initiative efforts to compile all the research, all the documents, all the information, and try to analyze it appropriately. It took about 10 years to complete, and years about to begin. It's the duty, I found out it's the duty of the kings of Thailand of the Bangkok period to patronize performing arts as well as other kind of arts as his own effort. Many kings wrote plays, being producer or director, even perform on stage as the kind of custom. And this king also does the same. But not many people know him in this dimension, more or less because of he is very famous in music, not in performing arts. So I tried to dig down and see what I found, a lot of interesting subject. This is the scope and definition of my paper. As it sounds very short, but it took 10 years to answer the questions. The research aspect is the five of them is the King Contribution Performing Arts. And I found the second one, the performing arts education in Thailand in the past 60 years, growing very rapidly, especially in the past three decades. From a simple school, a college of dramatic arts, from the elementary school, the secondary school, in after the war, and became like overwhelmingly in the university level and in the high school level everywhere in Thailand. And that's demand a lot of teachers have become a kind of very prestigious in the sense that we have to be the dance crew in this country. The third one, the performing arts of this period, it looked as if at the beginning of the reign is declined. And it's bring back, you know, in full fledged and growing very rapidly in the past few decades. The fourth one is the Rabam. Rabam is a dance set piece, it's about averagely 8 minutes long. There were a lot of them being created in this way, especially in the past three decades. I found the names and some of the records and book and videotapes, about 500 pieces at least being found, and I select only half of it to be included in my research book because the criteria is this, you know, repeat performance that I select. And it becomes a very interesting subject in itself. The fifth one is the most difficult one, trying to analyze the characteristic of the performing arts during this reign, which I probably have to end up demonstrate for you the classic or the folk and the one that being innovatively presented in the in today's performance. Let me take you back to the history about the Thai dance in the past. I found from the early documents of Sukhothai Thai period, the Rabam Lamten and Len playing. Rabam is probably from the meaning today, it's a group dance, male or female group dance, and Ram is more or less hand gesture, hand vocabulary, or dance with the hands. And it may also, from the detail of the document, Ram may be implied the word lakon or drama that came in the latter period. But in the early document, it seems to have some character in the Ram itself. And ten is meant the footwork, the dance with the feet or the step. And the Len playing is the singing, you know, between one person like Panjori in Korea and become growing into become drama in itself. I think these four categories to be the root of Thai dramatic arts in the latter period. And during Ayutthaya period, I found Kan La Len Khong Luong or Royal Entertainment, Nang or Puppet Chaknakitamban is the churning of the ocean that derived from India via old Khmer Empire and coming to Thailand around 1450s or so. And this Chaknakitamban, the description is very much like the Khon Mass play of the latter period. The Lakhon Nok is of course the folk drama, and Khon is the mass play, and Lakhon Nai or the court dance drama came later in the Ayutthaya period. The footnote is that these probably, you know, the cultural influences that drawn from the early Cambodia and developed in Thai Ayutthaya court and become somewhat Thai theater in itself through century of development. But in some of the argument, especially when I go to the conference in Europe, it's always the dispute between which who belong to what, who get it first, who is dominant, what. This is not the time to argue with it. Between Thai and Cambodia, that's a fine with them. The Thonburi period is a very interesting one. I conduct a research. No, I'm the advisor of the research, master research on Thonburi period, which is an interesting how dance and drama in Thailand being revived during the war of that 15 years war of that period, which is the king himself also wrote the Ramakien play and produced and conduct the play by himself. He is a warrior as well as the artist. This is somewhat the role of the king in Thailand. This is very unique one. Let's take a look a little bit in terms of Bangkok period. From Rama the Third to Rama the First to the Third, this the policy is to bring back the good old days of Ayutthaya. So I saw all the documents and all the law regarding the performance, you know, of the Ayutthaya period being revived, even the text being written, you know, during Rama the First about the dance. So we look back historical perspective, looking back from this period, you can understand quite a bit about the Ayutthaya. And then Rama the Fourth and the Fifth, the influence of the European coming to Bangkok, and the Rama the Fifth, the Fourth in the King and I, and the Fifth, you know, sent many of his son to Europe. And the influence of European flavor, you know, were brought back into Bangkok and effect upon the style of performance in the country, especially the theater, how do you call that? The theater, public theater building. In those days, it's the patroness that you start your performance after the dinner at about 11 and play until dawn. Now, you have to play in the theater, you must have program for 4 hours long, and you have to keep changing the program, adding new things to become a theater business. So during this period, new things being created, new stories being created, a lot with a new so-called realism style coming in. Rama the Sixth, it's, you know, a time he himself studied in England, and he preferred theater, he acted here on the stage himself. This is rather unusual, and he tried to balance between the traditional Thai and the Western style. But the Western theatre in Rama the Sixth period was aimed at nationalism more than the entertainment itself. Rama the Seventh and the Eighth seems to be the decline of the traditional performing arts due to the economic crisis and the change from the absolute monarchy, which is the main patronage of the theatre, and, you know, transfer into the government. Surprisingly, the new government that, you know, ignore the monarchy and try to eliminate the monarchy support the traditional performing arts as well. And here come the Rama the Sixth contribution to performing arts. First, I try to analyze the whole situation. That, first of all, he took initiative to let his children to learn traditional dance, Khon and Lakhon, from the by the teachers of Fine Arts Department. Can you see it properly? Fine Arts Department. This is an unusual situation because during that period, the dance is something rather low priority. And because of this event, his entourage and the public, you know, the high class people, were inspired and, you know, called upon the teacher to teach their children at home, and the demand for the dance teacher began to roll. And the teachers' college, Sun Sudanta Teachers College, started the curriculum of dance education to produce BA in dance education, providing for this secondary school that began to demand, to be in demand now. That's one of the very unique situations that come along and then grow into BA from the high school level to BA curriculum and later on to become PhD in my era. Now, he recognized the importance of performing arts in many of his speeches that I found out. Let me quote a little bit of what his ideas about the performing arts is all about. Performance of music, movies, and theater should express the goodness of mankind, and they can also convey the political ideology and nationalism. Second, may I request all artists to perform with pure spirit, which is easy for you to do so. The secret of artists is to act freely without being enslaved with other people's ideas. That includes the performing arts education as well. Happiness and sadness from artists are useful for our knowledge and thoughtfulness, which make people behave properly for themselves or for their society. So he looked at the theater as a medium for social norm and behavior. The last one, people can be easily enticed by artists, including playwrights, directors, so they must be equipped with good intention. So this is something that he recurred on his speech throughout his reign. The third one, he involved in play production, including music composition and story, which were very innovative. I didn't know this until the very last part of my research, that he really get involved in menorah by writing a new script by himself, a story, the plot. He created a new plot, and he recomposed the music composition for the ballet. The ballet is choreographed by Madame Genevieve Desmond, who happened to be the wife of the ambassador in Thailand from Europe. And the royal court appointed her as a choreographer. And it's, if I'm right, this is the initiative for the king and the queen to produce Thai ballet, using the Thai dance hand gesture and the footwork of ballet. So it's a mixture. This is the first time that Thai ballet were created in about, you know, 1955, around that time. And the king sat and watched the performance and gave his idea throughout the rehearsal, and sometimes he took the brush to paint the scenery himself. So he truly get involved in this production. He was really inspired by menorah from his childhood that I found out later. And the Pierre Balmain is the designer of the costume for the reading role. So this becomes the example of hybrid dance style that growing out into more elaborate in the years to come. Fourth, I think this is one of the important issues for the Thai dance school in particular. At one time, about 20 years ago, the only one great guru who can perform the rites or to authorize you guys to be able to perform on stage. This is a traditional custom. And he suddenly got heart attack. And no one can do it. And to be graduate the dance school, you have to go through this rite to be divinely authorized to perform and to teach. No one can do that. So all of us has to turn to the king, who's supposed to empower with the divine spirit of Lord Shiva, Nataraj, Brahma, the dance, and the guru, creator of knowledge, etc. So he accepted the invitation, and he called upon the full ceremonial rites and called nationwide congregation, and he authorized the 8-9 teachers to actually being able to perform the rites later on. So this is one of the highlights in the history of Thai dance. Okay? And we still believe in his power. The last one is he's a great patronage of all the arts, including the performing arts. This picture should be on the academic education. He's the one who ordered the film, documentary film, of many rare dance. This dancer is the Nora Southern dance style, the very famous Nora Upakam, the guru. And he took the initiative to use the Royal Department of Film to record this. There are many dance documentaries in his collection. And most of the research that I have done came from this collection. And not many people recognize or know where he is and what all these documents are. And you need a lot of special permission and connection to be able to see these films. But mind you that without these documents, all the knowledge disappeared already. Because the artists from the fine art department cannot reach, and the old guru died. You know, it's very unusual. It's very usual, in fact, because I send my student on the field. For example, the folk performance in Nakhon Sawan province. The starting on the field day, there were 11 teachers, informants. By the end of the year, finishing the research field, only 3 left. And 3 months later, when the thesis were passed, the examination, all gone. 11 of them in 1.5 years. So this is very important task for me to rush and try to grasp everything at hand before it disappears. All right? Let's look at the dance performing arts education in this country. At the moment, I told you about the beginning with a very small one school of dance under the Department of Fine Arts of the government. Now, in the year 2006, I found about 13 colleges of dramatic arts nationwide. And number two is developed from Teachers College. There are 41 colleges nationwide as well, and 14 out of 41 provide BA in dance profession or dance education. Number three, the only Rajamongkol, which is another kind of university, technical university. Strangely enough, it's technical university, it's a science university. Also offer one dance department. Very strange one. And number four is a university. I found increasing rapidly 10 dance or drama departments today. And before I left, another one just began, you know, with the approval of the government. Number fifth, this is very unique one, the high school offer dance as one of minor subjects, 9 credits, some of them, and maybe 1-3 credits elective course. Number six is secondary school, a mandatory class. We have it in America, dance as mandatory class. So we can say that all Thai students can dance Thai style one way or the other through this mandatory policy. So this is something very unique. I try to compare this with Japan, Japanese dance policy, education policy, and Indonesian dance policy. I think Thailand is in a lot better position in terms of government support. I began to search for the funds to do the research on the economic sides of the dance education and dance profession in Thailand to see how much the government and the private sector, you know, invest in this dance drama activities. Many private dance academies, you know, with the authorized by the Ministry of Education, provide dance and ballet. You know, some royal families or some rich family offer this so-called dance academy, mostly in Bangkok. Number eight is dance studio. This is by 1,000 studios, dance studios in the country. It's providing dance skill as well. In, you know, you have 3 kids, you give them 3 hours at the school, 1 painting, 1 ballet, and 1 Thai dance or Thai music. And 3 hours later, you become a babysitter school using dance as the, you know, as the gimmicks. It's fine, you know, at least 300 baht an hour, good enough. Uh-huh. 9, I found a lot of UNESCO, ASEAN, SPAFA, and other, you know, arts and culture foundation, including the private sector, and also beer company, beer industry, and all that, try to, you know, make a social contribution through performing arts. Dance in the educational institute, you can see from the pictures that even the faculty of architecture, faculty of economics, faculty of science, faculty of engineering, faculty of medical, they all produce plays in this country, Thailand. You know, at Chulalongkorn University, next year, they will produce full-fledged corn performance. Surprisingly, they are school of science, not fine arts. Okay, very, very unique one. This one is produced by University of Mahasarakham in the northeastern Thailand. This is they took the folklore and turned into contemporary northeastern style. And the president of the university is very keen to use this production. They invest about 1 million baht into the production and use that as the brand building for the university to promote university. And it's quite successful. You know? And this is my production, you know, contemporary as well, from the ancient Chatraka. I put it on show, and it's a lot of sensuous act, so I use a lot of, you know, body language and arouse a lot of uproar during the production. I love that kind of sensual, you know, situation. You can see a lot of theater is coming back, professor, private, you know, professional theater. They built like 200 million baht theater and full house. The latest production is The Cats. You know why they hire The Cats? They want to learn about the backstage and the professionalism backstage. We lack backstage. So we hired them and we put our men backstage to learn all the tricks and the trade from them. All right. And it the most interesting that the coming back is the musical. Mostly musical. This is more marketable in the sense. Theater and dance performance, I mean the traditional one, is quite, how do you call it, improving. Or my example is that Her Majesty the Queen ordered the crown to be redesigned of the costume because she found that the costume is too vulgar when she saw that. And the crown princess will be here this afternoon or this evening, also in charge of seeing that the crown will be performed in a real traditional way instead of modifying or etc. This is some of the example by the royal decree that, you know, everything turning back, including the Lacan Night female court dance drama, is keep coming back. The School of Dance at July are keen in taking care of the Lacan Night style. Okay? This is the traditional performance that you can see from the fine arts department, and this is my production on this one. And this is the modern play that, you know, balance between the traditional one and the contemporary one. The one of the unique thing is the Bangkok Theatre Festival. This is the first time in Thailand, very successful one. Okay, and the new generation, you know, are growing and are more attracted to the theatre. You can see Likke performance. My favorite is Likke. Likke is richer in compared to the rest of Southeast Asia. Folk theatre Likke is very popular. The costume is bijur, and one costume costs about 400,000 baht. And if you want to hire a top star to perform on a huge 20 meter stage with the backdrop, that huge extravagant, about 60 dancers, etc., you have to pay 400,000 baht for 4 hours performance. And you can find a lot of rich matrons on the ground, everywhere. They have to bring their diamonds on stage. Surprisingly, the rest of the country is dying down, but Likke is very rich. I like to focus on these pictures a little bit. You can see a little bit of, not a little bit, some dance, Thai dance gesture in contemporary expression. You can see the color, the bare top, but you can see the hand gesture and the corn expression, and some of the Western contemporary dance mix in this regard. You can see this is, you know, the rehearsal costume with the crown, golden crown. This performed in the Bangkok theater, which is draw a lot of young audience. They are more interested in this than the traditional one. So, Rabam is something unique because I think because of the 30 years ago during the Prem era. Prem is the prime minister of that period, and come up with the two policy, tourism promotion policy and cultural policy. With these two in one policy, every province, 76 province, produced some kind of rabam as the tool for tourism promotion. So a lot of rabam going on, you know, in the past 30 years. Anything can be rabam, you know, making the nang, the letter puppet, can be a dance as well. So I find the Rambam can be categorized into six types. Coming back. How do we come back? One, two. The first is a part of Korn and Lakon. This is the very early development of dance piece, you know, as part of the Lakon. And then later on, the dance is split into its own performance without Lakon. This is the dance with local art, the dance with the sticky rice, the dance with the silk threading, silk weaving performance, basket dance, doing some basket. So it's kind of handicraft, taking the process of the handicraft and turn that movement into the dance form. This is some of the local tradition. This is the rice festival, using the rice powder and weaving dust and how do you call it? Lantern dance, that huge one, you know, floating in the air. They'll stop already because it's dangerous to the airlines. The airlines complained about this. Imagine the dance and the airlines fighting upon this dance because they dance in thousands. You know, in Chiang Mai, and all of a sudden, the airplane is want to land, and this, you know, the candle, the lamp on the air, you know, thousands of them, very unique situation. And this is something in the ancient culture that turned into the dance, like they took the dance from the ancient Khmer building and turns into the dance itself. I produced this one, the dance of the universe. The sun is in the center, and the gods of the moon and the all of the satellites and everything turn into the gods around the sun to welcome the bankers, international banker world meetings in Bangkok. I don't know why I created this, but it's very popular and very expensive one. This is something that people like to do. Dance to present the local identity. There are about 52 ethnic groups, major ethnic groups and subdivision. Each one wants to show themselves in the dance form to show their characteristics. Finish? Come on. Okay. Am I too fast on the technology?
Yes.
Oh. You can see the human puppets dance and some of the friendship dance between Thai and Burma. And tomorrow and the next day you will see Hawaiian Thai friendship dance at the Jefferson Hall. It might look very strange in a sense, but we dare to do that, all of us. You know, I also do something weird myself, you know, under the supervision of Professor Yeah, I do the Thai dance, Thai music, with the English expression. Okay? All and all, for Lord the King, we are waiting just like the rice waiting for the rain. Oh, it's a pain waiting in vain. Oh, it's a pain, oh, it's a pain waiting for you. So I did that many years ago. He gave me $500 and I produced the whole play for 1.5 hours long, doing everything myself, with the advice of Professor Roger. Okay. So, the characteristic of performing acts of King Rama, it's a combination of Thai tradition and other dance genres. surprisingly or not, I think in the last true ASEAN, I think, dance festival or something, the Thai artists were inspired a lot by the Indonesian contemporary. So they try to follow that route, mixing the Western, and some that they simply borrow the Balinese and mix with the Thais. Look very awkward, but it's okay with me because I did the same. Second, more freedom of expression in traditional style. So though it's a fix, it must become a little more, you know, instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, it becomes 1, 2, 3 instead. You know, twist and turn a little bit more, how do you call it, digitalized expression. So that. Third, revival of local dance identity. Of course, you can see a lot of dance that disappearing become more popular or reinvented under the name of local identities. Number four is the traditional performance that used to repeat 3 times, become only 1 time, you know, shorten it. So it being more catered to the new generation, that time is so precious to sit through. 4 hours, become 1.5 hours production. The Korean drama, the full-fledged 4 hours become like 1 hour, 15 minutes long. That's the whole period. I think in conclusion, the subject that I present over the 60 years expansion, because probably because of the King contribution and inspiration, as well the government public recognize the importance of arts in general, that the performing arts were recognized as an institute, social institute of the country. And in those days, especially me, when I told everyone that I'm coming here to do the PhD in performing arts, especially here, the first expression is, what? What has been to do with your life in the future? 30 years, I proved that I can be full professor with my Likay. You know, so I fight for it, and I still stand for it as well. I think this is because of the King's Ramadan Night's contribution and peaceful under his reign that spare our time to develop in terms of the production, profession, education, and creative arts, you know, in the context of performing arts itself. And I like to donate this to my guru. Come on. I'm sorry. I'm a low-tech person. There. Pay homage to my professor Roger Long. The reason I donate this to Roger Long because he is my teacher and my good elderly brother and friends, and he went to visit me about a year before he died, and I took him around to Phetchaburi province down south of Thailand and to Chiang Mai in the north. And we stopped in Lampang, where porcelain is produced. And he showed no signs of dying. He buy a lot of, you know, pots and pans and, you know, prepare for the new house and everything. I talked to my wife that this is not a sign of people going to leave this world yet. You know, and a year later, he stopped. So I like to perform a dance to pay homage to Professor Roger Long. It's called Basakuni, or one of the most classical dance forms used by Rama character in Korean mass play, which I perform in front of the Buddha image, and he sat there and witnessed me to dance to ask the favor of the Lord Buddha to cure him. And I'd like you to see what I did perform for him at that moment. Okay? So I better go naked. I should do it in front of you to show how we dress a piece of. This is the copy of the UTIA pattern. I also perform this dance, just a very short but a very sacred one, in front of the Lord Brahma at the Rajprasongita Center at the heart of Bangkok. Because at one time I drove by the shrine and I asked the Lord, well, I'm waiting for my professorship for quite some time. If I accept the king decreed me the professorship, I will do the dance for you. And the next couple of days, I was decreed by the king. So it's my duty to perform. So I dress up like this and perform at the intersection at the shrine with all the audience, you know, lining up there, praying and do everything themselves and hit me along the way. This is the way to dress up. Dhoti is done. All right? So I will call the spirit of Roger Long from heaven to witness my dance. This is a northern style of nail dance and candle dance.
Thank you.
This podcast is a production of the Center for Southeast Asian Studies at the University of Hawaii. The center's director is Professor Barbara Watson Andaya. The associate director is Paul Rausch. The Brown Bag series is coordinated by Hua Lei, and the podcast series is produced by Christian Razukas. Your announcer is Nozia Azmi. This is a free service made possible by the center, the University of Hawaii, and the United States Department of Education. For more podcasts, videos, and information about Southeast Asia, visit our website at hawaii.edu/CSEAS.